Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. Oh, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, Savior, let me walk with close to Thee. My pilgrim journey, Savior, Savior, let me walk with Thee. Not for ease, O worldly pleasure, not for fame, my praise shall be gladly well. I toil and suffer, only, only let me walk with, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. Hallelujah! Gladly will I toil and suffer, only, only let me walk with Thee. Lead me through the veil of shadows, bear me your life's faithful sea, in the gates of life.
Now that song, it reminds me of when the Lord spoke to Moses. Remember when Moses was up in the mountain? And the Lord said, Moses, I want you to go and do this and that. And then Moses said, Lord, if you do not go before, then we won't go. That's what it says. We may go through trials, whatever it is, but as long as He's close to us. That's what the song is saying, close to Thee. Doesn't matter where you go, as long as He's with us. So I'm sure it's your desire today as well. We don't want to start the service without Him. That would be a waste of time. We want to start with Him. We want to finish with Him. We want to leave this place with Him. We want to go home in our cars with Him. We want to go into the week with Him. We just want to be close to Him. So let's put ourselves before the Lord. If your soul isn't close to Him yet, let's draw near to Him now. Let's come to a time of prayer and put ourselves before the Lord. Heavenly Father, each of us who desire just the unspeakable blessing, the privilege of drawing nigh unto Thee. Father, thank You that You've given us the promise that if we draw nigh...
Lord, let this be, Lord Savior, let this be your portion for this day. Bless us now, Savior, we pray. We ask Your blessings, Lord, for our portion. We are thinking of our time, Lord, at this time.
In Jesus' name. Just as bow our heads, we want to dedicate these Bibles to the Lord as well. Father, we do thank You for a blessing that You've given, the blessing of Your word. Father, how we pray that even as we dedicate these Bibles unto Thee, that Father, You would grant even the greater blessing, the blessing of the Comforter, the blessing of the Teacher, Father, that will teach and instruct the owners of this Word. Father, to make people wise unto eternal life. Father, to make people wise unto rapturing faith. Father, every need, Father, that you have need of, the answer is in this book. Father, you said you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But Father, it needs your mercy, and it needs your grace. So Father, I do dedicate these Bibles unto thee. I dedicate the owners unto thee. And Father, I ask and pray that these books would be an unspeakable blessing. That Father, it would be heavenly manna indeed. That it would be divine revelation. That these, Father, would minister an entrance to a holy communion with you. Father, bless these Bibles. Thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Saints, just to, I don't know if prayer was made for Sister Tarira at all. I don't know. Yes, Sister Tarira has gone away for 30 days for a contract in Guernsey. So if you'd keep her in prayer, Sister Tarira, she's away. She's going to be away for 30 days. And so she's asking for prayer. We also would like to dedicate Brother Francois' son Joshua afterwards. But let's open up our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Last weekend in Lithuania, there was Brother Tim Pruitt was preaching. And I listened to, especially to his Sunday message. It was a very powerful message. It was a real blessing. But he used this scripture. Now I'm going to use it a slightly different way than him. But I really, the whole week, enjoyed this scripture from Hebrews chapter 12. We'll take our reading from verse 18 down to verse 24. And may the Lord help us in His word. So we'll read from Hebrews 12, 18 to 24. This is Paul speaking to the Hebrews. He says, "For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." So Paul, he first of all speaks about what the Hebrew believers haven't come to.
Paul says,
you haven't come to Mount Sinai.
Là où c'est qui s'est passé avec
you haven't come to the fearful
ils sont arrivés à l'endroit
sight, the trumpet, the thunder,
à l'endroit des peurs,
the voice
des,
of justice,
la voix de la trompette, la voix
demanding
justice,
judgment for sin.
Demandant
he says, you haven't come to that.
Ils ne sont pas arrivés encore.
Then in verse 22, he shows, what have we come to?
He says, but
you are come unto Mount Zion. And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and unto an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Amen. You may be seated. May the Lord bless His word. I just want to take a thought.
Je vais prendre la pensée.
Just maybe to think of something which it would be good for us to meditate on.
Juste une petite chose sur laquelle nous devons méditer.
As you enter into a year.
Comme nous entrons dans l'année.
And I'll just take it from verse 22, the thought.
Et je le prends la pensée du verset
22. Paul says, you are come unto Mount Zion.
Quand Paul dit, vous êtes approché du Mont Sion.
So my question would be.
Ma question sera.
What have we come unto?
De quoi nous sommes-nous approchés?
And if the Lord could help us
si le Seigneur peut nous
to
aider
answer this question today,
de répondre à cette question,
and if the Lord could reveal it to every soul,
si le Seigneur peut le révéler
what have we come unto?
De quoi nous sommes-nous approchés?
Today, when we've gathered in this place,
aujourd'hui nous sommes réunis à cet
what
endroit,
have we come unto?
De quoi nous sommes-nous
if we've just come to a building, we're wasting our time.
Juste dans une, si c'est juste
if
dans
we've just
une
come
maison,
to a gathering of people,
nous perdons notre temps.
There's lots of gatherings of people.
Il y a beaucoup de gens qui se sont
but Paul
réunis.
Was speaking to the Hebrew believers.
Mais Paul parlait aux croyants hébreux.
Because they didn't realize what they had come unto.
Parce qu'ils n'avaient pas réalisé de quoi ils s'étaient approchés.
And the Holy Ghost
et le Saint-Esprit
saw that it was necessary
avait vu que c'était
to remind the people, the believers,
de leur rappeler
The privileges that they had come unto.
Paul
says, you haven't come unto this. But this is what you've come unto. And then he speaks of a lot of things that which they had come unto. And it just shows that if the Holy Ghost quickened the Apostle Paul, in the first age, for him to come with that kind of a message to the believers. These were good believers, the Hebrews. They were already a privileged people.
They
had already been born in God's chosen nation. These were Jews that he was speaking to.
They
had already come under the message of Moses.
They'd
already been a separated people.
Ils avaient déjà été séparés.
There was a lot of wonderful privileges that these people had already been partakers of
dont ces gens étaient participants
under the old covenant,
sous l'ancien testament,
which was the covenant that came at Sinai.
Qui était le testament du mont Sinaï.
Because Sinai was a privilege for the people
parce que Sinaï
in many ways.
Pour les gens de plusieurs
manières. If you think of Israel,
si vous pensez d'Israël,
coming under the old covenant.
Sous l'Ancien Testament,
God chose Israel
Dieu avait choisi
out of all the nations of the earth
de toutes les nations de la terre,
for them to come to Sinai to be given the law,
pour qu'ils viennent à Sinai et être donné
to
à
see
la loi,
the pillar of fire,
pour voir la colonne de feu,
to hear the voice of God.
Pour écouter la voix de
yes,
Dieu.
It was a serious covenant they were
c'était,
called under.
C'était une alliance sérieuse sous laquelle ils
but
étaient
they were a privileged people, Israel.
Ils étaient d'un peuple privilégié.
They had been chosen out of all of the nations.
Ils ont été choisis de toutes les nations.
Out of all of the peoples of the earth.
De toutes les peuples de la terre.
Israel. God says you will be a nation of priests.
Dieu a dit que vous serez une nation de
you are a people that are dedicated to my service.
Vous serez dédicacé à mon service.
You are a peculiar people.
Vous êtes des gens particuliers.
You are a holy people.
Vous êtes des gens saints.
You are a separated people.
Vous êtes des gens séparés.
So already the Hebrew believers, they knew about privilege.
Ils connaissaient déjà à propos de leur privilège.
And what God had done for them was good.
Et ce que Dieu avait fait pour eux était bon.
God had done far more for Israel
Dieu avait fait beaucoup
than all the other nations of the earth.
Plus même que toutes les autres nations de la
they
terre.
Were God's elect nation.
C'était la nation élue de Dieu.
They were the one that heaven's favor had been poured upon.
Ceux sur qui la grâce du ciel a été sur
God had established a covenant with Israel.
Dieu avait établi une alliance avec
Israël. No covenant with any other nation in the earth.
Pas avec une autre nation.
So Paul was saying, you people, it's good what you are under.
Paul disait, c'est bien, c'est sur
he says, I'm not saying it's bad where you came from.
Je ne dis pas que c'est mauvais là d'où vous venez.
The system that you were under was good.
Le système sous lequel vous étiez
but you've come to something far better now.
Mais vous êtes arrivé à quelque chose de meilleur.
So Paul isn't doing away with what they had.
Paul ne disqualifie pas ce qu'ils avaient.
And friends, it's the same as us.
C'est la même chose pour nous.
Many people here were Methodists.
Il y a beaucoup de gens qui sont
Baptists,
Baptistes,
Pentecostals,
Pentecostals.
It was good.
C'était bien.
Each of those systems was started by God.
Chacun de ces systèmes avait commencé
just as much
avec
as
Dieu.
The old covenant was started by God.
L'Ancien Testament, c'est Dieu qui l'avait commencé.
When the pillar of fire came down,
quand la colonne de feu
commissioned de Dieu, Moses at the burning bush,
Moïse la commission,
sent him with a message,
lui a envoyé avec un message,
sent him with vindication.
Avec une confirmation.
Here came a prophet with a commission.
Il est venu un prophète avec
and
une
God
commission.
Through the blood of the Lamb,
et Dieu sous le sang de l'agneau,
there was a movement that was born of God.
Il y avait un mouvement qui avait commencé avec
and
Dieu.
The people came out under the program of God.
Ils sont sortis dans le programme.
That was the same as when Wesley came in his age and
c'était la même chose
when Luther came in his age.
Quand Luther avec son
it was a movement that was started by God.
C'était un mouvement que Dieu avait commencé.
So it was good what we were under.
C'était Dieu.
It was started by God.
Ce qu'ils étaient commencé.
But what have we come unto now?
Mais ce qu'ils sont
devenus. We've come unto something far better, friends.
Quelque chose de beaucoup
mieux. And that's what Paul was trying to show the Hebrew believers.
C'est pourquoi Paul essayait de montrer
he was wanting them to receive divine grace for them to recognize the privilege what they were under. And friends, if
Paul
was so inspired to do that to message believers in his day, it shows how necessary obviously it's going to be.
Pour montrer combien cela était important.
Because these Hebrews,
parce que ces Hébreux,
they weren't recognizing their privileges.
Ils ne reconnaissaient pas leurs
privileges. They weren't fully realizing what God had done for them.
Ils ne réalisaient pas totalement ce que Dieu avait fait pour
so
eux.
Paul had to take the whole book of Hebrews
Paul devait prendre tous les livres des
to divide the law and grace
pour diviser, séparer la loi
to
et
show
la grâce.
That was all good. That tabernacle was good. But now we have a better tabernacle. That covenant was good. The blood was good, the blood of the Lamb. But now we have a better blood. That message was good. God spoke at Sinai. Now we have the voice of another blood. We have a better message that speaks better things. So Paul was trying to show the people, it's good what we had. But realize the privilege of what God has done for you now. And I'm sure that would be your desire. Because God has done great things for us. Friends, we are very privileged people. But it's so easy in this life, with the battles of life, the complexity of life, the stresses and pressures of this age, to not recognize, to not fully see, for our eyes to become dim, and we don't realize the privileges that God has brought us to. And that is why I want to speak on what have we come unto by being message believers, by being called unto the message of the hour. What have we come unto? Friends, that's something worth thinking about. Something worth meditating on. What have we come unto? And Paul was showing them, we have come unto this, and we've come unto that, and we've come unto this. And Paul was unfolding to them the privileges that they had come unto, the divine favor they had come unto. And friends, those are message believers. And we are message believers. And the prophet said, I preached what Paul preached. So we've come to the same privilege. So they were privileged people. They were Hebrew believers. They had come from an elect nation. Because you know the second Exodus, when Paul came, the first Exodus was bringing a nation out of a nation. It was bringing Israel out of Egypt. The second Exodus was bringing a church out of a nation. It was bringing the new covenant church out of the old covenant nation. Israel had been a privileged people. They were the covenant people of God, naturally speaking. Then Paul was sent, commissioned by the pillar of fire, vindicated by Jesus himself on the Damascus road. And his commission was now to bring the church, the new covenant church, out of the old covenant nation of Israel. And now we're in the third Exodus. What have we come unto, friends? Surely we've come unto something good. Something that is worth meditating upon. Something that is worth fellowshipping around. Because God has to persuade us of the promises. In Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible speaking of the great men of the faith, the Bible says they were persuaded of the promises. We have to let God persuade us of the promises. There's a great disease in this age. It's called spiritual amnesia. And it's so easy to get it. You forget who you are. You forget who you where you're from. You forget who you really are. And you have to take someone back to familiar places once again. To places where they used to be. When someone comes to familiar ground, the old memories start to come back again. And you start to remember who you are. Then Paul wanted these Hebrew believers to remember who they were. To remember what God had done for them. There were people that previously had been gathered under the message of Moses. And it was a good message. It was a great privilege. But God had called them now to a far greater privilege. Now notice in verse 22. Look how he says it. He says, but you are come. He doesn't say you're gonna come. He's not speaking of something that was going to be their privilege in the future. He says, you believers, you have come already. That's what it means. You have already come. All of these things that Paul is going to break down to them, he's saying they're yours now. You've already come because of a divine call, because of predestination, because of grace, because of election, because of God's choosing, because God had given them a divine summons, God had given them a come out, and it brought them to a certain place, had gathered them together under a new covenant. He says, you've already come. You've already come. And where did they come unto? You are come unto Mount Zion. Mount Zion is always the bride. He's not speaking of something in the future. He says, you've already come unto Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And the prophet tells us in Future Home that always speaks of the bride, because the bride is the dwelling place of the Most High. Yes, there will come a heavenly Jerusalem as well, a people, a city prepared for a prepared people. But Paul says, you've already come unto the heavenly Jerusalem. You've already come to the city of the living God. Friends, that's something worth thinking about. Because sometimes we look at one another and we don't look at each other like that. Sometimes you look at the assembly of the believers, the gathering of the elect. And if you don't rise up into a certain realm, we don't realize what we've come unto. It can just be an assembling of people. But Paul was saying, but you are come. You Hebrews, with all of your mistakes, because these Hebrew believers, they were leaning back towards the law and they had the different things. Paul had to tell them, let's leave those things, let's go to perfection and stuff. They weren't a perfect people. We're not a perfect people in the eyes of one another, in the eyes of the world. But those aren't the important eyes. The only eyes that are important are His eyes. The way that He sees us. And when God looks at His new covenant people gathered under the program of election, God says, you are come to the heavenly Jerusalem. You are come to the city of the living God. And He says what? To an innumerable company of angels. You say, we can just look at natural eyes. And we could just say, well, this is just an assembly of people. But Paul is saying, no. There's far more assembled with you than you know. Under this great privilege of the New Testament, the new covenant, it says you've gathered with an innumerable company of angels. Remember with Elisha, when he said, Lord, open up his eyes. And he looked and he said, surely more, there's more with us than there are with them. And friends, that's the truth. If our eyes could be anointed with thyself today, we would see the truth of God's word. Because the Bible says, what are angels? It says they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that shall inherit eternal life. How many times do you feel that in your life? So many times. Something comes to minister to you. You may be lying in your bed. You may be on your knees in prayer. You may be listening to a message in your car. You may be doing whatever. And something comes and ministers the blessing to you. Because this innumerable company of angels that we, Paul says, have come unto,
que nous, la place sur laquelle nous sommes arrivés.
They have a sympathy.
Nous avons la
they have a mission.
Ils ont la
they have a ministry.
Ministry.
And that ministry is to the elect.
Et ce ministère, c'est pour
that
les
is
élus.
To minister
c'est pour
to them that shall
ceux qui
obtain eternal life.
Vont hériter de la vie
to the heirs of the promise.
Aux héritiers de la promesse.
To the heirs of the heavenly Jerusalem.
Pour les héritiers de la nouvelle
friends,
Jérusalem.
There's an innumerable company of angels.
Cette myriade des anges.
And when we get beyond the curtain of time,
et au-delà du rideau
and
du
he
temps,
opens our eyes,
quand il va ouvrir
and
nos
we yeux, see things
et nous allons
the
voir
way that they really were in our lives,
la manière dont elles sont dans notre vie.
You will see just how true that was.
Vous allez voir combien cela
that est just vrai. Like Jesus in Gethsemane,
comme Jésus à Gethsemane,
when an angel came and strengthened him,
quand un ange est venu le encourager,
you will find that so many times.
Vous allez voir cela plusieurs
just
fois.
Like Elijah.
Juste comme
when Elijah could go no more,
quand il pouvait plus continuer,
and Jehovah sent the angel with the softest hands,
Jésus, Dieu lui a envoyé un ange avec
and came and baked the bread,
et lui a préparé
and came with a cruse of water,
et avec une cruche d'eau,
and then he woke Elijah up,
et l'a réveillé,
and he said, "Rise and eat,
il lui a dit,
because the journey is too long for you."
Le chemin est encore
and then he put him back to sleep again,
et il l'a laissé encore s'endormir,
and then he cooked him some more bread, heavenly bread,
et lui a préparé encore du pain céleste,
woke him up again,
l'a encore réveillé,
told him, "Rise and eat."
Lui a dit, "Lève-toi et mange."
Friends, there's a ministration of angels.
Il y a un service
and
des
that
anges.
Is the privilege of a believer.
C'est le privilège du croyant.
So many times,
il y a plusieurs
we would have been destroyed, every single one of us,
nous aurions pu être détruits, chacun
because
de nous.
There's a great company of angels as well,
parce qu'il y a une grande compagnie
that are against us.
Qui sont contre nous.
There's a great darkness that has been released on this age.
Il y a une des grandes ténèbres qui ont été relâchées.
There's a great deception that has gone forth,
il y a une grande séduction qui
which is causing a great falling away in the Christian world.
Qui amène toute la décadence dans le monde.
There's a great gathering together unto Rome.
Ils se rassemblent maintenant vers Rome.
The World Council of Churches.
Dans le Conseil mondial
des Églises. There's a great deception.
Il y a une grande séduction.
But God has sent an innumerable company of angels.
Mais Dieu a envoyé des myriades
to minister to the heirs of salvation.
Pour servir ceux qui vont
and friends, at the time when you can't take anymore,
il y a des temps où tu ne peux plus continuer.
Like the song says, he comes knocking at your door.
Dit,
and there'll
porte.
Be a ministration, a spiritual ministration of something to the soul of a believer.
À l'âme du croyant.
Or maybe when you were driving in your car
et même quand tu
and you almost had that accident,
et même tu étais sur
there was almost a disaster with the child at home.
Il y avait même presque un désastre
but somehow the situation
maison.
Just changed.
Mais quelque,
friends,
d'une certaine manière, la situation
that's an angelic host.
C'était les anges.
The prophet said, every child. Has a special angel. He says, and disabled people as well. The prophet says they have a special angel that is commissioned to watch over them. And he says, and even before you received Christ, God sent an angel to watch over you and to lead and to guide you. And friends, there were times you almost died. Times the disease almost got you. Times the enemy thought, I've got him now. I've got her now. But something just ministered something. It ministered a way of escape. It ministered deliverance to you in some way. And though you didn't even know him at that time, but he knew you. And he predestinated you. And friends, there's this innumerable company of angels that have been sent forth to minister.
Qui ont été envoyés pour nous servir.
The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him.
L'ange de l'Éternel campe autour de
and
ceux
he
qui les
delivers them.
Et il les délivre.
Friends, that's a privilege.
C'est un privilège
that God has already given to us.
Que Dieu nous a déjà donné.
If Christ has called you,
et Christ nous a
appelé, if there's been a heavenly calling to your soul,
si y a eu un appel céleste dans
if you have heard his voice,
si vous aviez entendu
if you have heard his summons in your soul,
si vous avez entendu son appel,
if you have responded to him that speaks from heaven, that
si
Paul
vous
speaks
avez
of later,
à celui qui parle du ciel,
if you have met him,
si vous l'avez
if rencontré, you have been born of his spirit,
si vous étiez né de
if you
esprit,
are under this new covenant of grace,
si vous êtes sous cette nouvelle alliance
that's
de
your
la grâce,
inheritance.
C'est votre héritage.
It's part of your possession.
C'est une part de
Paul says we've already come unto
Paul
this.
Dit, nous nous sommes déjà
we've
approchés.
Come unto an innumerable company of angels.
Nous sommes arrivés avec une des myriades d'anges.
And what else have we come unto?
Et à quoi d'autre sommes-nous arrivés?
To the general assembly.
à l'Assemblée générale.
And the church of the firstborn.
Friends, des premiers-nés.
We haven't just come as a gathering of people today.
Nous sommes pas seulement
this is the general assembly.
C'est l'Assemblée générale.
And the church of the firstborn.
De l'Église des premiers-nés.
A portion is gathered here today.
Une portion est rassemblée aujourd'hui.
We are the church of the firstborn.
Nous sommes l'Église des premiers-nés.
We have the privileges of the firstborn.
Nous avons le privilège des premiers-nés.
The firstborn had the birthright.
Et ils ont le droit de naissance.
The firstborn had the greater blessing.
Les premiers-nés ont la plus grande bénédiction du Père.
Paul was saying Israel, it was good what they had.
Paul dit Israël, c'était bien ce qu'ils
avaient. They were God's son after the flesh.
Ils étaient des enfants de Dieu sous le.
When Moses came to Pharaoh,
quand Moïse est arrivé devant Pharaoh,
he said, "Thus saith the Lord."
Il dit ainsi dit.
Israel is my son.
Israël est mon fils.
Let my son go,
que mon fils
that he may worship me. Friends, they had the covenant of the firstborn in a sense, naturally speaking.
Naturellement parlant, ils avaient la bénédiction.
To them were committed the oracles of God.
À eux, ils avaient été donnés les oracles.
To them came the prophets.
Les prophètes leur étaient envoyés.
There was great privilege they had.
Ils avaient des grands.
They had the tabernacle.
Ils avaient le.
They had the Shekinah.
Ils avaient la Shekinah.
They had all of the things that Paul speaks of in the book of Hebrews.
Ils avaient toutes ces choses dont Paul parle.
That was their inheritance.
C'était leur héritage.
Did they work it for themselves?
No.
It was their birthright. They were born into it. That was the privileges of their birth. Because they were born of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Friends, we have a higher birth. We have a spiritual birth. Which makes us the firstborn. The church of the firstborn. The prophet says, in the message, images of Christ, he says this, only one church. That's the church of the firstborn. The church of Jesus Christ. The sons of God. That's born of the Spirit of God. Out of every denomination under heaven. Out of every denomination. So God came and gave us a birth and brought us forth. And the privilege of that birth.
Et le privilège de cette naissance,
because we are the church of the firstborn.
Parce que nous sommes l'église des premiers-nés.
We have a new birth.
Nous avons une nouvelle
we have been
naissance.
Born of incorruptible seed.
Nous étions nés d'une semence incorruptible.
We have been born of his spirit.
Nous étions nés de
washed
l'esprit,
in his blood.
Lavé par son sang.
We have the privileges of the firstborn.
Nous avons les privilèges des premiers-nés.
So we are the church of the firstborn.
Nous sommes l'église des premiers-nés.
Not everybody who gathers in a message church
pas chacun de ceux qui sont rassemblés
is
dans
the church of the firstborn.
Because
you've got to be born of the will of God. You've got to be born of His Spirit. You've got to be partakers of the new birth. You have to have been born twice. To be in Israel. Under that covenant. You only had to be born once. The seed of Abraham. But to us. We have to be born twice. You're born once with your old carnal nature.
Vous êtes né la première fois avec votre
and then in
nature.
Due season,
et en bonne
divine
saison,
grace,
par la grâce,
the blood of the covenant,
le sang de l'alliance,
the voice of the blood
la voix du
speaks
sang,
to your soul,
parle à ton âme,
speaks to that seed that was predestinated
parle
in you.
Cette semence qui était prédestinée
and that
en vous,
seed comes to birth.
Et cette semence vient à la
and there's
naissance,
a new birth.
Et y a une nouvelle naissance,
and you are born
et vous êtes né
into the church of the firstborn.
Dans l'église des premiers-nés.
This great company.
Y a une grande compagnie.
He calls it the general assembly.
Il appelle cela une assemblée générale.
In the Bible days, there was a privileged gathering.
Dans la Bible, c'était les
friends, sometimes we get so low.
Quelqu'un peut descendre
we
si
don't
bas.
Realize the privilege of gathering.
Il n'est pas comprendre
we don't realize that.
Les privilèges
we don't realize what God has gathered us unto.
Nous, si vous comprenez c'est en quoi Dieu nous
we
a rassemblés.
We look with eyes of flesh.
Nous le regardons avec les yeux de la
but
chair.
Paul was saying to the Hebrew people.
Mais Paul disait aux Hébreux.
The Hebrew church.
L'église des Hébreux.
The Hebrew message believers.
Les croyants du
he says when you gather together.
Il dit quand vous réunissez.
You are the general assembly.
Vous êtes une assemblée
and you
générale.
Are the church of the firstborn.
Vous êtes l'église.
The prophet says in the church ages,
speaking
of new birth, we know
naissance.
It well. He says, we did not become seed
il dit, nous ne sommes pas devenus des semences
by the rebirth.
Par la nouvelle naissance.
So we don't become God's seed.
Nous ne devenons pas
his sons.
Des
his firstborn.
Des premiers-nés.
Because we're born again.
Parce que nous sommes nés de nouveau.
He says we were seed.
Il dit, nous étions de semence.
Therefore we were reborn.
Alors nous étions nés
because
de nouveau.
Only the elect can be reborn.
Parce que seulement l'élu peut naître de nouveau.
Because we were seed
parce que nous étions
is semence, the reason we could be quickened.
C'est la raison pour laquelle nous pouvions être vivifiés.
In non-seed there's nothing to quicken.
S'il n'y a pas de semence, il n'y a rien.
Friends, this is a grace covenant.
C'est une alliance de grâce.
You don't work out your new birth.
Vous ne
there comes a quickening power to your soul. And God has predestinated something inside of there. And when that power of the blood of this covenant strikes that seed, that seed comes forth in its season. And you take your position in the church of the firstborn. And you start to manifest and bring forth His fruit in His season. That's what it's supposed to be, friends. You don't join this church. There's no joining of the church of the firstborn. You can join a message assembly. You can join Dublin Christian Fellowship, Omega Ministry, whatever. But it's a privileged position to be born of incorruptible seed and take your place in the church of the firstborn. Friends, there's only one church. In the message, there's differences. Some message groups don't fellowship with others. God doesn't mind about that. In all those groups, there's the church of the firstborn. That's the truth. Sometimes the pastors don't agree.
Parfois, les pasteurs ne sont
but when God looks at those groups,
mais quand Dieu regarde les groupes,
he says, those are the church of the firstborn.
Dit, ça, c'est
those are the church of the firstborn. Because there's only one church.
Parce qu'il y a une seule église.
That's the church of the firstborn.
C'est l'église des premiers-nés.
And you don't join this church.
Et vous ne devenez pas membre
you are predestinated
vous êtes
to be born into this church.
D'être né dans cette église.
That's God's grace.
C'est la grâce
just as much as Israel. They never chose to be the chosen nation. They never had to manufacture something. God by election chose Abraham. Then he said, Isaac shall be. The promised seed shall come through
Isaac.
Then he says, and then through Jacob. That's where they came forth.
C'est alors qu'ils sont
it was
venus.
God's choosing.
C'était des,
it was
de
God's
Dieu.
Doing.
C'était Dieu faisant
and God
cela.
Brought it forth in
et
his
Dieu
season.
L'a produit en sa saison.
Now listen what the prophet calls this church.
Regardez comment Dieu, le prophète appelle
in super sense.
Dans le message super sens.
He's praying.
Il prie.
He says, I want to help every member.
Il dit, je veux aider chaque membre
of your mystical body on earth.
Ton corps mystique sur la terre.
Who are we today? We're his mystical body on earth. He says, thy spiritual church, the church of the firstborn, that church that has been bought by the blood of Jesus, that's been washed and has been sanctified, and will be presented to God that day without a blemish and without a wrinkle. Friends, what have we come unto? When we call unto the message of the hour, when you called unto the word of our day, the word of our age, what have we come unto? We've come unto privilege. We've come unto the church of the firstborn. We've come unto this general assembly. We've come unto the mystical body. We've come unto that which was purchased by the blood of Jesus. That's how God looks at us today. Sometimes we don't look like that. But that's what the word says. That's what the prophet says. And it's good for us to get in tune with that. What's the next thing that Paul says about these people? In verse 23, he says that the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, we've come unto those. God has gathered together those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. His seed, his sons and his daughters. Paul says, we have already come to them that are written in heaven. That's wonderful. This relationship didn't start 2 years ago, 5 years ago.
Pas commencé deux ou cinq ans passés.
This relationship started back there.
Il avait commencé là.
When he wrote our names, friends.
Quand il avait écrit les
and
noms.
We only started to discover that
et
now.
Nous avons seulement commencé
we
à
only
découvrir.
Started to understand
nous
now
avons seulement commencé à le
the real relationship that we have with one another.
La relation, la vraie que nous avons
that this wasn't chance.
C'était pas de la chance.
But this church of the firstborn,
que cette église des
God predestinated them to a certain place.
Dieu les avait prédestinés à un
and a certain position
et sous une certaine
to be
position,
gathered together
d'être réunis,
to come unto something.
De venir sous quelque
and
chose.
These were those that were written in heaven.
Parmi ceux qui sont inscrits
you know, Paul speaks in the book of Philippians
dans Philippiens, Paul dit,
when he greets his fellow laborers and so forth.
Quand il salue,
in Philippians 4 verse 3
dans verset 4,
look at Paul knew. Paul knew, friends.
4, verset 3, Paul savait
who he was associating with.
Avec qui il s'associait,
who he was laboring with.
Avec qui il travaillait.
In Philippians 4 verse 3 he says, I entreat thee also true yoke fellow. Help those women which labored with me in the gospel. With Clement also, and with my other fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. He knew.
Il savait.
He said, these people I'm laboring with,
il dit, ces gens
these women that are ministering to my needs,
ces femmes qui pourvoient
in the gospel,
dans l'évangile.
He says, these are the ones whose names are in the book of life.
Dit, ce sont celles dont les noms étaient dans le
this is the eagles that have been gathered
ce sont les aigles
by the shout of their day.
Rassemblés par la,
when the
la
message
voix.
Went forth,
quand le message est
sorti, it gathers those whose names are written in heaven.
Rassemblés ceux dont les noms étaient écrits dans
you
le
may
monde.
Have had your name before in a church book.
Peut-être vous aviez un nom dans votre, dans
and you thought that was important.
Vous pensiez que cela était important.
Those books mean nothing.
Ces livres ne
there's only one book that means anything.
Il y a un seul
as if your name is written in heaven.
Si votre nom est dans
Jesus
le ciel.
Says, rejoice not.
Jésus dit,
because the devils
pas.
Are subject unto you.
Parce que vous avez les
but rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Parce que vos noms sont
you will ask yourself.
Vous allez vous demander,
say, but how do I know
ça
my name is written in heaven? Why do you believe this message?
Pourquoi crois-tu ce message?
Why have you responded to this message?
Pourquoi as-tu répondu à
why
ce
do you believe what God has done in this age? Why do you believe this word?
Pourquoi crois-tu
with all of your heart, with all of your soul,
avec ton cœur et toute ton âme,
despite whatever opposition will come.
L'opposition.
Friends, that's a proof.
C'est la preuve.
Your names are written in heaven.
Votre nom est inscrit
that's a proof.
C'est la preuve.
God has predestinated you
que Dieu t'a prédestiné
to be gathered with the church of the firstborn.
D'être rassemblé avec les
to be gathered with those whose names are written in heaven.
D'être rassemblé avec ceux dont les noms étaient
Paul
sur
knew.
Le ciel.
I'm not just gathering with anybody here.
Il ne se rassemblait pas avec n'importe qui.
We can look at the outward appearance
nous
of people, friends.
À l'apparence
be careful of that,
gens.
Like we said the other week.
Soyez prudent, comme je l'ai dit
we are gathered fois. Together with those whose names are written in
nous
heaven.
Sommes réunis avec ceux dont les
I don't know if everybody's name here is written in heaven. I hope so. But just like Paul said, my fellow laborers, those women that labored in the gospel, there was a spiritual unity. There was a spiritual something that went beyond just gathering in the flesh. It wasn't just a human program they were gathered under. It was a spiritual program. A predestinated program. And they were working through it progressively together as the church of the firstborn. And that is what gave them the comfort to Paul, the comfort to know these are those who are written in heaven. And Paul says that. You are come unto them that are written in heaven. Like I'm saying, go home, friends, this week. Take these scriptures and meditate on them a little bit. I don't think you'll come to church the same next week. You'll never come the same next week. You'll never come just looking down at other people or thinking yourself better than somebody else.
Ayant des idées,
or dismissing somebody else.
Ou
no.
Disqualifiant quelqu'un.
You'll start seeing things the way that God sees things.
Vous allez commencer à voir les choses de la manière
that this
dont
is the general assembly.
Et c'est la, c'est
and the
l'assemblée
church
générale.
Of the firstborn.
L'église des premiers.
Them whose names are written in heaven.
Ceux dont les noms sont inscrits dans les cieux.
That's a wonderful thing.
C'est quelque chose de
merveilleux. That's a wonderful thing to work for.
C'est une chose merveilleuse pour
that's a wonderful people to spend your life for.
C'est des gens merveilleux avec qui passer votre vie. vie.
Other people have good intentions.
Il y a des gens qui ont de bonnes intentions.
They go to far off lands.
Ils vont dans des pays
sacrifice their lives.
Ils sacrifient leur
to
vie.
Do works of charity.
Ils
that's
font
good.
Des œuvres de charité, c'est bien.
But God has called us to something far better.
Mais Dieu nous a appelé à quelque chose
God has
plus
called
plus
us
meilleur.
To something eternal.
Il nous a appelé à quelque chose
éternel. We were speaking yesterday about that cyclist. I don't know if you know. Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
You know, he was the greatest cyclist who ever cycled.
Il était un grand champion.
And he won 7 Tour de France and different
gagné
things.
Cette fois de la
and now
de
it
France.
Came out it was all because of the drugs that he was using.
Mais maintenant, on a trouvé qu'il utilisait la drogue.
And he had made millions of dollars.
Il a fait des millions
his
de
name
dollars.
Was in the Hall of Fame.
Et son nom était très fameux.
He was the greatest cyclist that had ever been.
Il était le plus grand cycliste de tous les temps.
And now he's lost it all.
Maintenant, il a tout perdu.
Because they found out he was doping.
Parce qu'on a trouvé qu'il s'est drogué.
They've stripped him of his titles.
On lui a arraché tous
taken
ses
away all of his records.
On a pris tous ses médailles.
And I said it to Gitana.
Et j'ai dit
I said, that's what the world does.
Il dit, voici ce que le monde
they
fait.
Labor for a corruptible crown.
Ils travaillent pour des couronnes
but we labor for an incorruptible
mais
crown.
Nous travaillons pour une couronne
we're not
corruptible.
Ministering just in time.
Nous ne travaillons pas seulement
friends, we're ministering to the church of the firstborn.
Nous
to them whose names are written in heaven.
Au ciel.
What a wonderful labor it is.
Quel
for
bon
the, a sister
cela.
To help a sister whose name is written in heaven.
Sœur aide une sœur dont les
for a brother to visit a brother and encourage him. Whose names are written in heaven. For the church of the firstborn to recognize the church of the firstborn. The general assembly and the church of the firstborn. Them whose names are written in heaven. Friends, that's a great privilege. Now the prophet speaks in invisible union. In fact, we'll skip that a little bit. We'll come down a bit further. Paul says in Hebrews 3 verse 1. Look what Paul speaks to the Hebrews.
Paul parle aux Hébreux.
And like I say, those Hebrews hadn't yet come to perfection. He told them.
J'aime ça. Ces Hébreux ne sont pas arrivés encore à la
he
perfection.
Says, let's lay aside the laying on of hands and think, let's go on.
Il dit, mettons de côté l'imposition des mains, avançons.
But Paul knew who those people were.
Mais Paul savait qui
Hebrews 3 verse 1, he says, wherefore holy brethren. He knew these are a consecrated people.
Avec, c'était des gens consacrés.
These are dedicated people, holy brethren.
C'était des gens dédiés, des gens saints.
Partakers of the heavenly calling.
Participants de l'appel divin.
I'm so glad today here. This fellow partakers of a heavenly calling. We haven't been called by men here. We haven't been called by some denominational system. We have a heavenly calling. We're seeking to work out this heavenly calling. To finish the course like Paul finished his course. Friends, we are partakers, fellow partakers of a heavenly calling. We've been called to a heavenly calling. It's good to get into tune with the heavenly calling.
C'est bien d'être en accord avec l'appel céleste.
Look what he says in verse 23 at the end. What else have we come unto? It says, we have come unto the spirits of just men made perfect. See what God thinks about his church.
Regarde ce que Dieu pense à ce
those Hebrew believers,
ces croyants hébreux,
God says, these are just people. Souls of just people made perfect.
Il dit c'était des gens juste.
In God's eyes, we are perfect.
Nous, aux yeux de Dieu, nous sommes parfaits.
In God's eyes,
aux yeux de
I'm
Dieu,
not perfect in your eyes.
Je ne suis pas parfait.
You're not perfect
yeux,
in my eyes.
Vous n'êtes pas parfait.
But in God's
yeux,
eyes,
mais aux yeux de Dieu,
these are the souls of just men.
Ce sont des
made perfect.
Des gens parfaits,
whose names are written in heaven,
les noms des
who are the church of the firstborn, who are partakers of a heavenly calling,
de l'appel céleste,
who are holy brethren.
Qui sont des frères saints.
Paul esteemed
Paul les estime.
What God had given to him.
Amen.
He esteemed who God had gathered him with.
Il donne de l'importance à ce que Dieu
let's do the same, brethren.
De la
let's
même
do the same.
De la
let's
même
see
manière.
It the way God sees it.
Voyons les choses de la manière
let's
Dieu
recognize
le
it the way that God recognizes it.
Cela de la manière dont Dieu le reconnaît.
Let's rise up.
Lévons-nous.
The spirits of just men made perfect.
L'esprit des ooh. Hommes parfaits.
In invisible union.
Dans l'union invisible.
The prophet, we know it well.
Le prophète dit,
he speaks of being justified.
Il parle d'être justifié.
He says, you,
il est vous,
just as much as Paul,
comme Paul,
was speaking to the bride in his day, the
Hebrews. Dans son jour,
he says, brethren, holy brethren,
il dit, Saint frère,
whose names are written in heaven, the book of life.
Sont inscrits au ciel.
The prophet says, you
il dit, vous
are standing completely justified.
Vous vous tenez là, totalement justifié.
Now friends, the devil
le diable
speaks a lot to us.
Nous parle beaucoup.
It's good
c'est bien
to let the Lord speak.
De laisser le Seigneur parler.
It's good to put a lot of attention
c'est bien de laisser
to what God thinks about
à ce que Dieu dit,
to what God has to say about
de ce que Dieu dit.
And the prophet says,
et le prophète
dit, you are standing completely justified.
Vous vous tenez là totalement justifié.
As though you never did it in the beginning.
Comme si vous ne l'aviez même jamais fait.
This is my message to the church now.
C'est mon message à l'église maintenant.
You are the pure,
vous êtes pure,
virtuous,
des vertueux,
sinless bride of the Son of the Living God.
Pure, vertueux, sans péché, du Fils de Dieu.
But you look at yourself
mais vous vous regardez
and say, but you know, I didn't pray on Tuesday last week.
Dites,
and,
je n'ai pas prié là, le mardi
you know,
passé.
I shouted at my wife. And, that's got nothing to do with it.
Cela n'a rien à voir.
That's got nothing to do with it, friends.
Cela n'a rien à voir avec
it's what God has done.
C'est ce que Dieu
and
a
what
fait.
God has said.
Et ce que Dieu
and
a
the
dit.
Way that God sees things.
Dont Dieu
that's the only thing that counts.
C'est la seule chose qui compte.
And the prophet speaking to the Branham Tabernacle, friends, they had enough problems themselves.
Les prophètes parlant au Branham Tabernacle, ils avaient assez de problèmes.
They had a lot of issues themselves.
Ils avaient beaucoup
some wanted
problèmes.
To worship Brother Branham, some wanted to do this, that, et and the other.
Il y en avait qui adoraient Frère Branham.
Some were saying, we don't want to fellowship with Junior Jackson's church there.
Que je ne pouvais pas,
they're the church of the dead birds.
Ce sont l'église des oiseaux morts.
And the prophet looks at them
et pour le prophète,
with anointed eyes. And says, you are the pure, sinless bride of the Son of the Living God. Because you've gathered around Jesus Christ in your day. You've heard the heavenly calling. You've responded. The prophet says, every man and woman that's born of the Spirit of God and is washed in the blood of Jesus Christ stands as though you never sinned in the first place. You are perfect.
Vous êtes parfait.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Le sang de Jésus Christ.
That's the power, friends,
c'est la puissance
of the covenant that we under.
De l'alliance dans, sous laquelle nous sommes.
Because God made a provision
parce que Dieu a pourvu
to have a perfect church.
Pour que, il
so
une
God
parfaite.
Had to minister a way of perfection.
Alors Dieu devait pourvoir d'une voie
to those people.
À ceux.
Now let's see.
Voyons maintenant.
What is God's way of perfection?
Quelle est la voie de Dieu pour la perfection?
Brother Tim Pruitt, he took that point in his message. It was very good.
Le frère qui avait prêché,
and he says, the moment we think about perfection,
il dit, quand nous pensons à la
perfection, he says, we become Methodists once
nous
again.
Devenons méthodistes,
we fois. Start working out a method now.
Nous allons commencer à penser à comment
God calls
y arriver.
Me to perfection.
Comment arriver à la perfection.
I need to listen to more messages.
Je dois écouter beaucoup
I need
plus
to fast
messages.
More.
Je dois beaucoup
I need to testify to more people.
Je dois témoigner à beaucoup plus
see, it's natural. That's what John Wesley did in his day.
Il dit, c'est bien, c'est ce que John Wesley
he made the group of the Holy Brethren. They called them Methodists later
il avait
on.
Rassemblé le groupe des frères saints.
And they would encourage one another unto good works.
Ils s'encourageaient à faire des bonnes
they
œuvres.
Would confess their sins to each other.
Ils confessaient les péchés les uns aux
they would
autres.
Make sure that each was reading his Bible enough.
Ils étaient sûrs que chacun
and that's good.
Bible.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We must
tout
watch over one
bien.
Another. But that's not the way of perfection.
Mais c'est pas la voie vers la perfection.
You can never perfect yourself.
Vous ne pouvez jamais vous perfectionner vous-même.
Perfection is shown in Hebrews 10.
La perfection est montrée dans
verse 14.
Verset
this is where our perfection comes from.
C'est de là que vient
and nowhere else. Hebrews 10 verse 14. Paul speaking to these same Hebrews.
Paul parla à
says for by one offering. He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. That's where our perfection was. By one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Are you sanctified? Do you love the world? I don't love the world. I've been sanctified. I've been set aside for his purpose. God called me. He separated me from my brethren. He washed me in his blood. He changed my nature. I desire only heavenly things. In God's eyes. Through one offering. The offering of the perfect one. Jesus. Every born again believer in God's eyes today is perfect. You're perfect. You're not aiming for perfection. Yes, there's another meaning of the word perfection, which is maturity. Yes, that's a different aspect we're speaking about. We all want to be mature. But in God's eyes, because of one offering, that perfect offering of the blood of Christ, He has forever perfected them that are sanctified. Once and for all. So it's good to listen to your messages. It's good to fast. We must pray. We must do those things. But that doesn't bring us to perfection. If God makes a standard which no man can meet, God's grace is going to minister the answer for people to meet the standard which they couldn't meet. And God did that. In the seals book, the prophet says, he says, God made a law of a kinsman redeemer. He says, for someone to be redeemed, if you were in poverty, if you were in bondage, the Bible says you can be redeemed. But it must be a kinsman. It must be a close relative. And he must be willing. He must be able to do it. And he must be a close relative, a kinsman. And there was the whole human race needing redemption. The angels desired to do it. They were willing. But they're not our kinsmen. And John looked throughout heaven. He looked throughout the earth. He looked under the earth to say, where is the kinsman? Where is someone who can redeem us? Our debt is so great. Our sins are so great. Who can pay the price for us? And John started to weep because there was no man who was worthy. And then the elder said, don't weep, John. The lion of the tribe of Judah, he is worthy. And he turned and he saw a bloody lamb. By one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. The prophet says, God shut the human race up. God made a requirement that we couldn't meet. So that God Himself could come down through the virgin birth to become a kinsman to us. And He alone could pay the price. He was willing. He was able. And He's our kinsman. That's where our perfection is, friends. He's our great Boaz. We just have to lay at His feet. And He won't rest until He's completed the work that He started. Friends, that's where perfection comes in. That's why the prophet says in God's eyes, you are the pure, sinless, spotless bride of Jesus Christ. That's who you are. And friends, it's good for us to meditate on that. To speak that till it becomes real to us. That when I see my sister, my brother, I don't just see someone from Congo. I see the spotless, sinless bride of Jesus Christ. I see people that spiritually speaking are perfect in the eyes of God. That's what we need to see. Because that's the reality. That's what it is in heaven. What should we pray? As it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. The way that God sees things, if we can see things the same, if we can see ourselves the way that God sees us, friends, that's what Paul was saying to these Hebrews. You have come unto these things. God has given you this great inheritance. It's your birthright. Because you are His seed. And because you were born again. This is the privileges of the the birth
Voici les privilèges de l'épouse.
You've come to an innumerable company of angels.
Vous êtes arrivé avec les, une
You've come to the church of the firstborn.
Vous êtes entré dans l'église
God des has premiers gathered you together with them that are written in heaven.
Dieu vous a rassemblé avec ceux dont les noms sont inscrits.
You've been gathered together with the souls of just men made perfect.
Vous êtes rassemblé avec les âmes des hommes parfaits.
Paul says you've come to that now.
Il dit vous vous y êtes arrivé.
We're not going to meet just men made perfect. You're not gone in future.
Vous n'y allez pas dans le futur.
Paul says you have come unto
Paul
this
dit,
now.
Vous y êtes arrivé
Under
maintenant.
The new covenant, friends.
Sous la nouvelle alliance.
I'm looking at the souls of just people
je
made perfect.
Regarde aux âmes des gens parfaits.
When I look beyond the veil.
Quand je regarde au-delà du voile.
There's just people here made perfect in the eyes
y a
of God.
Des gens parfaits
God
Dieu.
Knows no sin.
That they've done. N'ont pas de péché devant
Every
Dieu.
Sin of theirs is in the sea of forgetfulness.
Chacun de leurs péchés est sous, le sang, sous la mer de l'oubli.
Listen how he continues on in invisible union.
Regardez comment il continue dans
he speaks of when you were first born.
Il parle des premiers nés.
Our first union,
notre première union
was with our Adamic nature.
Il dit c'était avec notre
our
nature
old
Adamic,
sinful nature.
Notre vieille nature pécheresse.
And while we were living in the flesh,
et quand nous vivons dans le péché,
before we were born again,
avant que nous soyons
nés, every one of the sins that we were doing
chacun des péchés que nous commettions
was recorded against us. The prophet says our names were in the book of life.
Le prophète dit nos noms sont dans les livres de vie.
And there were many things recorded against us.
Il y avait beaucoup de choses contre nous.
He says, but when Christ comes your way,
and
the light strikes the seed,
and
you're born again,
and
the seed comes to life. He says, now, your old book is gone.
Votre ancien livre est parti.
Your old union has gone.
Votre ancienne union est partie.
And my old union has gone. I don't know about yours. I don't love the music of this world.
Je n'écoute plus la musique.
I don't love the fashion of this world.
Je n'aime plus la mode de
I don't love the entertainment of
Je
this
n'aime
world.
Plus les distractions
I don't love the things I used to love.
Je n'aime plus les choses que
I j'aime. Love the holy things.
J'aime les bonnes
I love
choses
the
saintes.
Message. I
j'aime
love
le
the
message,
word.
La parole.
I love heavenly places in Christ
j'aime
Jesus.
Les lieux célestes en Christ.
It shows the old union has gone.
Qui montre que la vieille union est partie.
Your first husband died.
Votre premier mari
like with Ruth, her first husband had to die.
Comme avec Ruth, son premier
so she could be married to Boaz.
Alors elle pouvait être mariée à
that
Boaz.
Old unregenerate nature,
la vieille nature irrégénérée
that loved the world
qui aimait le
and
monde
caused you to do the sins that you did.
Vous a amené à faire les choses que vous faisiez.
That's gone with a new birth.
Elle est partie avec
Once you accept Christ.
Vous avez dit à Christ,
he says, your old book is gone.
Votre ancien livre est
parti. With your old union.
Avec l'ancienne union.
Now your name
maintenant, vos noms
has been transferred.
Votre nom a été transféré.
He says, but you will say,
il dit, c'est
do you mean to tell me my old book?
Ne viens plus me parler
Why
de
do we
livre?
Say that? Because there's an accuser of the brethren. He wants to keep fishing things out of the sea of God's forgetfulness. He wants to keep reminding you of the sins of your youth. He wants to remind you of things that God long forgot. So the question comes straight, but hey, this sounds too good to be true. Is it possible all that was recorded against me?
Est-il possible que tout ce
all my blasphemy and all of my curses, all of my immorality,
toute mon immoralité,
all of my perversity,
toute ma perversité,
all of my selfishness,
tout mon égoïsme,
my lies, my anger,
mes
my
mensonges,
violence,
mes colères, ma violence,
my adulteries, my fornications,
mes fornications,
my homosexuality,
mon homosexualité,
whatever,
et toutes ces choses,
it's too good to be true.
Ceci paraît trop
Do you
bon.
Mean God
devant Dieu,
doesn't even know anymore that I did those things?
Il ne se rappelle même plus que j'ai commis toutes ces choses.
Yes, that's the truth.
Oui, c'est là.
God doesn't even know that you did those things.
Dieu ne se rappelle même plus
because you are justified.
Parce que vous êtes
justifié. It's just as if you never did it.
C'est comme si vous ne l'aviez jamais fait.
The devil comes up and he says,
le diable se lève et il dit,
I know what he did.
Je sais ce qu'il avait
Don't
fait.
You remember?
Ne te rappelles-tu plus?
And Jesus can honestly say,
Jésus pouvait honnêtement dire,
I don't remember.
Je ne m'en souviens plus.
I don't remember what he did.
Je ne m'en souviens plus.
When did he do that?
Quand est-ce qu'il l'a fait
That's
cela?
That's what justification is.
C'est ce que cela est, la justification.
The prophet says, God put your old book
le prophète dit, Dieu prend votre ancien
in the sea of his forgetfulness.
Dans le livre de l'oubli,
and
dans la
you
de l'oubli.
Stand perfectly before God.
Et vous vous tenez parfaitement devant Dieu.
If we could realize what that means,
si nous pouvons réaliser
none of us would be sick here today. None of us would be oppressed of the devil.
Chacun, personne ne sera prêtre du diable.
None of us would have doubts and fears.
Personne n'aura les doutes et la peur.
But we need God to persuade us of his promises.
Mais nous voulons que Dieu nous convainque.
Paul
de ses
saw
promesses.
The Hebrew believers.
Paul a dit aux
he needed to tell them, this is what you've come unto.
Il leur montrait, voyez,
this is better than that old covenant.
Vous étiez dans l'Ancien Testament.
The old covenant was good, the blood of bulls and goats.
L'Ancien Testament était bien, le sang des taureaux.
But it covered your sin and never took it away.
Mais cela a seulement couvert vos péchés.
But now you've come unto something better.
Maintenant vous vous êtes approché.
You've come unto the blood of sprinkling.
Vous vous êtes approché du sang d'aspersion.
That when this blood washes you,
que ce sang vous lave,
there's no remembrance of sin
vous
anymore.
Lave, il y a plus de souvenir du péché.
The prophet says now.
Il dit maintenant.
Your name is now in the new book.
Votre nom est maintenant dans le nouveau.
Not
livre.
In the book of life.
Pas dans le livre de
but
vie,
the Lamb's book of life.
Mais dans le livre de vie de l'agneau.
What the Lamb has redeemed.
Ce que l'agneau a racheté.
I'm looking at the redeemed.
Je regarde au
the Lamb has redeemed his people.
L'agneau a racheté ses gens.
We've gathered with those whose names are written in heaven.
Nous sommes réunis avec ceux dont les noms sont inscrits au ciel.
The souls of just people.
Les âmes des hommes justes.
Not perfect in the eyes of man.
Des gens,
but justified in the eyes of God.
Des gens justifiés aux yeux de Dieu.
Perfected by one perfect work. That's who we've gathered with. He says the Lamb's book of life.
Le livre de vie de la
not the old book of your natural union.
Pas le vieux livre de votre union naturelle.
But your new.
Mais votre nouveau,
the bride.
Votre nouveau livre, l'épouse.
He says hallelujah.
Il dit, hallelujah.
Your new life.
Votre
is in the Lamb's book of life.
Et dans le livre de vie de l'agneau.
He says it's your marriage certificate.
C'est votre certificat de mariage.
That's the marriage certificate, friend.
C'est votre certificat.
How do you know you're the Lamb's wife?
Combien, comment
how do you know you're the bride? Because
l'agneau.
Somebody tells you?
Parce que
no.
Vous l'a dit? Non.
Because all things have passed away.
Parce que toutes les
and
choses
behold,
sont
all
passées.
Things have become new.
Et tout est devenu nouveau.
And you recognize Christ in your day.
Et vous reconnaissez Christ dans votre jour.
And there's something in your seed.
Et il y a quelque chose dans votre semence.
That has come to life.
Qui est venu à la vie.
You've been born again.
Vous êtes
of the incorruptible seed.
D'une semence incorruptible.
Of the message of the hour.
Du message de l'heure.
Others can't understand it.
Les autres ne peuvent
pas. Others don't understand this message.
Les autres ne comprennent
pas. It goes right over their heads.
Cela passe par.
But the moment it struck your path,
mais quand cela est venu sur votre chemin,
you were never the same.
Vous n'étiez plus jamais
you
le
came
même.
To life.
Vous êtes venu à la vie.
You were born again.
Vous étiez né de nouveau.
And that's your name. The
et
proof
c'est cela
that your
votre
name
nom. C'est votre nom.
Is in the book of life.
Votre nom est dans le
the prophet
livre.
Says now,
le prophète dit
you're
le
not only forgiven,
pas seulement pardonné,
but you're justified.
Mais vous êtes justifié.
This is justified, Romans 5, verse 1.
Il dit en Romains 5,
the Bible says, therefore being justified by faith.
Dit, nous étions alors justifiés.
Then he gives a simple example.
Alors, il donne un exemple.
He says, let's say somebody came and said, Brother Branham,
ici, quelqu'un vient et dit, Frère Branham,
I heard that you got drunk.
J'ai appris que vous étiez
and you
ivre,
did evil things.
Et que tu as fait des choses injustes.
And then you go and you find out, no.
Et il va et trouve que c'était pas cela.
It wasn't actually me.
Que c'était pas moi.
I wasn't there.
Je n'étais pas
I never did get drunk.
Je n'étais pas, je
I never vrai. Did these evil things.
Je n'ai jamais fait ces mauvaises
and
choses.
Then you come to me and say,
et il vient me dire,
okay, Brother Branham,
il dit, Frère Branham,
I find out the truth.
J'ai trouvé la vérité.
I forgive you.
Je te pardonne.
He says, forgive me, I didn't do it.
Il dit, mais tu me pardonnes de quelque chose que
he
je
says,
pas
I'm
fait.
Justified.
Il dit, je suis
because
justifié
I didn't do it.
Parce que je
I'm not
pas
forgiven,
fait.
I'm justified.
Je suis justifié. Je
he
suis
says,
pas
that's what justification is. It's as if you never did it in the beginning.
Si vous ne l'aviez jamais fait
in God's eyes, he says they never did it.
Aux yeux de Dieu, c'est comme si vous ne
l'aviez jamais fait. He washes it in the blood.
Il l'a lavé dans le sang.
Puts it in the sea of his forgetfulness.
Il le jette dans la mer de l'oubli.
And the devil brings it up.
Et le diable le
and God
répêche.
Says, but they never did it in the first
il dit,
place.
Il l'a jamais fait avant.
I can't remember.
Je ne peux pas m'en souvenir.
Now people will say, is that scriptural?
Les gens disent, est-ce que cela est scripturel?
Of course that's scriptural. That same scripture, Hebrews chapter 10, that we're reading.
La même écriture dans Hébreux 10.
Let's continue reading it down from verse 14.
À partir du verset 14.
When it speaks of perfection.
Quand il parle de perfection.
Hebrews 10, we'll read from 14 to 17.
14 à 17, Hébreux 10.
It says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he said before, verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, This is Ezekiel's prophecy of the new covenant and Jeremiah's prophecy of the new covenant.
C'est la prophétie d'Ézéchiel et de Jérémie de la nouvelle alliance.
Saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts. That's the new birth.
Je mettrai mes lois dans leur cœur, c'est la nouvelle
alliance. And in their minds will I write them. Verse 17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Friends, you may remember my iniquities. I may remember yours. I may forgive you. But it's hard for me to justify you. Because I've got a human mind. But God has the ability to justify. Not only to forgive, but to justify. To say they never did it in the first place. They're perfect in my eyes. They're the souls of just people made perfect. That's what Paul said under this new covenant. This is what we've come into. A gathering of just people made perfect. But it's hard to see it sometimes. When someone steps on your toes, or somebody lets you down. Well, friends, if we had the ability to take people out of the book, we would.
Si nous avions la possibilité d'effacer le nom des livres des gens du livre.
But that's not God's way.
Mais c'est pas la voie de Dieu.
That's just the ways of man.
Ça, c'est la voie
God says their sins and their iniquities.
Dieu dit leurs péchés et leurs iniquités.
I will remember no more.
Je ne m'en souviens plus.
And just to finish on that thought,
juste pour en finir,
he says the word justified,
le mot justifié,
is as though you never did it.
C'est comme si vous ne l'aviez jamais
fait. It's not even regarded at all.
Cela n'est même pas regardé.
How is it done?
Comment cela
it's in God's book.
C'est dans le livre de Dieu,
in the sea of forgetfulness.
Dans la mer de l'oubli.
Your old book and your old marriage is divorced and dead.
Votre vieux mariage est mort et divorcé.
It's not even in the memories of God.
Cela n'est même plus dans la mémoire
you
de
are
Dieu.
Justified.
Vous êtes justifié.
You were accused.
Vous étiez accusé.
But you never did it in the first
mais vous
place.
Ne l'aviez même pas fait pour commencer.
He, the bridegroom,
lui, l'époux,
bore your shame himself.
Il a porté votre honte lui-même.
For you.
Pour vous.
In your place.
À votre place.
He took your place.
Il a pris votre place.
Because you were predestinated for him.
Parce que vous étiez prédestiné
to be his bride.
D'être son épouse.
Before the foundation of
avant
the
la fondation du monde.
Friends, that's this covenant.
C'est cela l'alliance.
That's this covenant. Let's finish on Hebrews 12 again.
Terminons avec
we won't
Hebrews.
Take much time with the remainder of those verses, but that gives a background.
Mais cela nous donne
of what have we come unto, friends?
De quoi nous nous sommes
this new covenant, this is what we've come unto.
C'est la nouvelle alliance.
This is what Paul was telling the Hebrew believers. This is what God has given you the privilege to come unto.
Paul disait aux Hébreux le privilège.
We read from 23 again.
Verset 23, chapitre
to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Now the next verse. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Friends, we're not going to come unto that.
Nous n'allons pas y arriver.
We have come unto that.
Nous
we've come unto Jesus.
Nous sommes arrivés à
the mediator of the new covenant.
Le médiateur de la nouvelle alliance.
That's what we've come unto.
C'est à ça que
we haven't come unto Moses, the mediator of the old covenant.
Nous ne sommes pas approchés de Moïse, le médiateur de l'Ancien Testament.
Although that was good.
Bien que cela ait été
but
bon,
we've come unto Jesus,
mais nous sommes approchés
the
de Jésus,
mediator
le médiateur
of the new covenant.
De la nouvelle
because
alliance.
There's only one mediator between God and man.
Parce qu'il y a un seul médiateur entre Dieu et les
and
hommes.
That's the man, Christ Jesus.
C'est l'homme Jésus Christ.
The mediator of the New Testament.
Le médiateur de la nouvelle alliance.
Now remember when Jesus was praying.
Rappelez-vous quand Jésus
at the
priait,
Last Supper and he was praying the high priest's prayer.
Quand il priait la prière du souverain sacrificateur.
And he was praying and he said, Father,
il priait, il dit, Père,
I pray for them.
Je prie pour eux.
I pray not for the world.
Je prie pas pour le monde.
But for them that thou hast given me.
Mais pour ceux
amen.
Que friends. Tu m'as donné.
That's the mediator we've come to.
C'est le
he prays for us.
Arrivés, il a prié pour nous.
He says, Father, I pray for them.
Il dit, Père, je prie
those
pour
that
eux.
You've given me.
Ceux que tu m'as donné.
Those whose names are written in heaven.
Ceux dont les noms sont inscrits au ciel.
Those who will recognize me.
Ceux qui m'ont reconnu.
Will recognize their day and their message.
Qui ont reconnu le jour et leur
those that have the incorruptible seed that will be born again.
Ceux qui ont la semence incorruptible qui va être née de
I
nouveau.
Pray for them.
Je prie pour eux.
And then in verse 20 he says, neither prayer for these alone, his disciples. But for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Powerful
privilege.
C'était un privilège.
We have a mediator today who's praying for us.
Nous avons un médiateur aujourd'hui qui prie pour nous.
Imagine the power of his prayer.
Rappelez-vous la puissance de sa prière.
He prayed that almost 2,000 years ago.
Il a prié presque 2,000 ans passés.
And that prayer has been so powerful for 2,000 years.
Et cette prière a été si puissante pendant
that it kept his disciples.
Et il a gardé ses
and
disciples.
It's kept all them that have believed on
et
it through their word.
Tous ceux qui ont cru au travers des disciples.
And many times when you're about to get off course,
parfois, quand vous sortez du
chemin, when your knees get weak,
quand vos genoux,
your arms get feeble,
quand vous affaiblissez,
something comes and quickens you
quelque
once
chose
again.
Vient vous donner la vie.
It's not your righteousness, friends.
C'est pas votre justice.
We've come to Jesus.
C'est Jésus-Christ,
the mediator,
le médiateur,
the intercessor,
l'intercesseur
of the new covenant.
De la nouvelle alliance.
That's who we've come unto.
C'est à lui que nous
sommes by divine venus. Invitation.
Sous l'invitation
divine. And it says the mediator of the new covenant.
Il dit le médiateur de la nouvelle alliance.
The old covenant was good.
L'ancienne alliance était
there was the pillar of fire, there was the prophet,
feu,
there was the cloud that came down on the mountain,
qui descendait sur la
there was the giving of the tablets of
y
the
y
law. They had a tabernacle, they had a sacrificial system.
Y avait un système de sacrifice,
they had
dans
a priesthood.
Le tabernacle, y avait une sacrificature.
But we've come to the true.
Mais ils sont pas arrivés au vrai.
We've come to a better.
Nous sommes arrivés au meilleur.
We've come to the new covenant.
À la nouvelle alliance.
The grace covenant.
L'alliance de grâce.
With Jesus.
Avec Jésus.
Being the mediator.
Le médiateur.
Of the new covenant.
De la nouvelle alliance.
And it says, and we've come to the blood of sprinkling.
Et nous sommes arrivés au sang d'aspersion.
That speaks better things.
Qui parle mieux.
Than that of Abel.
Celui
friends, we haven't come to the blood of bulls and goats.
Nous ne sommes pas arrivés au sang des taureaux.
We haven't come to the blood that you have to sprinkle on the doors of your house.
Nous ne sommes pas au sang que nous allons placer aux portes de votre maison.
We've come to the blood of Jesus.
Nous sommes arrivés au sang, au venu
au sang de
Jésus. And
this blood speaks.
Et ce sang parle.
Better things.
Mieux.
This blood speaks forgiveness.
Ce sang parle du pardon.
This blood speaks grace.
Ce sang prononce la grâce.
This blood speaks mercy.
Il prononce la miséricorde.
This blood intercedes on our behalf.
Il intercède pour nous.
Let's close with Romans chapter 8.
Terminons avec Romains.
Verse 33. Let's just remind ourselves of the power.
Rappelons-nous seulement du sang.
When this blood speaks.
De quand cette,
and friends, the prophet says, "This blood."
Et le prophète dit ce sang.
This lamb.
Cet agneau,
this high priest, he has to stay there.
Il doit y rester.
He has to be the mediator.
Il doit être le médiateur.
Until the last of the elect
jusqu'à ce que le dernier
is safely born into the church of the firstborn.
Il est né dans l'église des premiers-nés.
He has to stay there.
Il doit y rester.
Between the justice of God
entre la justice de Dieu
and the foolishness and the sinfulness of man.
Et la folie de l'homme.
And his blood has to speak. Romans 8, verse 33. This is the power of the intercession of this blood. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God. Who also makes intercession for us. Today we've come unto that.
Aujourd'hui nous sommes arrivés à
that's ça. The hope of a believer.
C'est l'espoir du croyant.
That he ever lives to make intercession for me.
Qu'il est là pour faire intercession pour
that
moi.
He can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities.
Il peut être touché par les sentiments de nos infirmités.
That he knows what we're going through.
Et il sait ce que nous traversons.
He knows what we can take.
Il sait ce que nous pouvons supporter.
And he's the mediator.
Et il est le médiateur.
And whenever we do wrong,
et chaque fois que nous
and we should be judged for that sin.
Et que nous devrions être jugés pour cela.
And the justice of God, he who sits on the throne, the judge of all men,
de celui qui est assis sur le trône,
demands justice.
Demande la justice.
The day you eat thereof, that day you die.
Les jours où tu en mangeras, tu mourras.
There's a mediator.
Il y a un médiateur.
There's one before the throne.
Il y a un devant le trône.
Who through the power of his own blood,
qui au travers de la puissance,
through the power of his own righteousness,
de sa propre justice,
he mediates.
Il fait la médiation.
And our sin goes on his account.
Il chasse le péché.
And his righteousness.
Et
His righteousness
et sa justice
is imputed to us.
Nous est donné.
It's Jesus,
c'est Jésus Christ,
who also makes intercession.
Qui fait aussi l'intercession.
For us, the Bible says.
Pour nous, la Bible dit.
Now, friends, God has given us a great privilege.
Dieu nous a donné un grand privilège.
What have we come into?
À quoi sommes-nous
It's good for us to meditate on that.
C'est bien pour que nous y méditions.
But let me just add two more things before
Je vais
we close.
Juste ajouter deux choses.
What else have we come unto?
À quoi sommes-nous arrivés?
If you think of it, what else have we come unto now?
Si vous pensez à quoi nous sommes arrivés maintenant?
We've come unto the rapture.
Nous sommes arrivés à l'enlèvement.
We're not going to come to the rapture.
Nous n'allons pas entrer dans l'enlèvement.
Because the rapture is a shout, a voice, and a trump.
Parce que l'enlèvement, c'est le cri, la voix et la trompette.
We've come unto the shout.
Nous sommes arrivés.
We've already come unto the rapture.
Nous sommes déjà dans l'enlèvement.
We're already walking in the rapture.
Nous marchons déjà dans l'enlèvement.
Gathered by the shout.
Rassemblés par le
cri. A message going forth.
Le message qui sort.
The midnight cry.
Le cri de minuit.
Behold, the bridegroom comes.
Voici l'époux.
We've come unto that, friends.
Nous sommes
We're not going to come to that.
Nous n'allons pas
We're waiting for the body change.
Nous
We're waiting to meet him in the air.
Nous les attendons.
But you've already come unto the rapture.
Mais nous sommes déjà dans l'enlèvement.
We've already come.
Nous y sommes déjà.
It's a privilege.
C'est un privilège.
Wouldn't you desire the Lord
ne voudriez-vous pas que le Seigneur
to make that more real to you?
Qui devienne beaucoup plus réel
pour Friends,
vous.
That's the great thing we need.
C'est la grande chose
If the Lord can continue to persuade us of his
si
promises,
le Seigneur peut continuer à nous convaincre de ses promesses,
we've already come to the resurrection.
Nous sommes déjà arrivés à la résurrection.
Because we've already heard the voice of the Son of
Parce
Man.
Parce que nous avons déjà écouté la voix du Fils de l'homme.
You've already heard a voice
vous avez déjà entendu la voix
that resurrected you
et qui vous a ressuscité
from sin and trespasses.
De transgressions.
The prophet says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, chapter 2, part 2.
Dans la prédication Apocalypse chapitre 4.
He's speaking of that voice
il parle de cette voix
that John heard in Revelation chapter 1
que Jean avait écouté en Apocalypse
that turned him around.
Qui lui avait fait tourner.
Then in Revelation chapter 4, the same voice says, come up higher.
Au chapitre 4, la même voix dit, monte ici.
The prophet says, every Christian.
Le prophète dit, chaque croyant, chaque
that chrétien, very voice.
Cette même
that
voix,
same voice, Brother Charlie.
Cette même voix, frère Charlie.
That summons you one day down there in Kentucky.
Qui t'avait parlé un jour là au Kentucky.
And said, turn around.
Qui t'avait dit, tourne.
Which is, repent.
Qui t'avait dit, repens-toi.
Is the same voice.
C'est la même voix.
That will summons you.
Qui va t'appeler.
Come up higher.
Monte ici.
It's the same voice, friends.
C'est la même voix.
We've already heard the voice of the Son
vous
of Man.
Avez déjà entendu la voix
We've already come unto this.
Vous y êtes déjà arrivés.
What have we come unto, friends?
À quoi sommes-nous arrivés?
We've come unto great privilege.
Nous sommes arrivés au grand privilège.
We've come unto great favor.
Nous sommes arrivés au
And
grand
as we enter this year,
et comme nous entrons
let's
dans cette
be thankful for what he's done.
Nous devons être reconnaissants
as we desire and expect for what he shall do,
et comme nous désirons voir ce qu'il fera,
let's appreciate what he's already done.
Apprécions ce qu'il a déjà fait.
Friends, he's gathered us together.
Il nous a réunis.
From the north, the south, the east,
du nord et du sud, de l'est.
He's gathered us under his program.
Il nous a rassemblés
We've
sous
heard
son programme.
His voice.
Nous avons entendu sa voix.
That same voice.
Cette même voix.
That started the work.
Qui avait commencé
If we just travail, continue to listen to that same voice.
Si nous continuons seulement à écouter cette même voix.
The power of that voice.
La puissance de cette voix.
The power of the voice of the blood, the token voice.
La puissance du signe
It will finish the work.
Va terminer le travail.
Let's just yield ourselves to him.
Que nous nous soumettions
That's what we've come unto. Let's stand.
C'est à cela que nous sommes arrivés.
What have we come unto? Paul says, but you are come unto Mount Zion.
Paul dit, vous êtes approché du Mont
You
Zion.
Are come unto the city of the living God.
Vous êtes approché de la cité du Dieu vivant.
You are come to heavenly Jerusalem.
Vous êtes arrivé au lieu
you
céleste.
Are come to an innumerable company of angels.
Vous êtes arrivé au lieu céleste.
The church of the firstborn.
L'église des premiers-nés.
For spirits of just men made perfect.
L'esprit des
you are come unto Jesus, the mediator of this
vous
new covenant.
Vous êtes arrivé à Jésus, le médiateur.
You've already come, friends. Let's just appreciate what he's done.
Apprécions ce qu'il a fait.
Time is filled with sweet transition. Oh, note of a tumble can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. God's unchanging hand, oh, to God's unchanging hand. brother. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, 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 to God's unchanging hand. Oh, 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 trust in Him who will not leave you. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsake Him, still more closely to Him cling. Oh, oh, to God's unchanging hand, my sister. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, build your hope on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. Away. Oh, 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 to God's unchanging hand, oh my brother. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, build your hopes on things eternal. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, and bright the home in glory, oh, your enraptured soul may view.
Let's sing that song. Brother, let's take it up a little bit of tempo. Let's sing that song, Justified. You know, sometimes we were sitting alone, we were wondering what I'm supposed to do. And we look at ourselves and say, but I'm supposed to be perfect. But I keep falling short. But you're justified. You never did it in the first place. God has made a way.
Dieu a pourvu d'une vie.
Under the new covenant.
Sous la nouvelle alliance.
Justified.
I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny the times I make mistakes. I can't hide from him in you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again, will you? Oh, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify, justify, hallelujah, oh, I'm justified. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh, so often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall. 'Cause he promised I'll be victorious when I knew I'm not at all. Then I heard an eagle scream, its voice quickened my soul. He said, you've not done it in the first place, you justified. Hallelujah! Justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place, you justified, justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh, you look at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said, you're just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place, you justified. Hallelujah! Justified! Justified! You have not done it in the first place, you justified. Justified! Oh, I'm justified! Justified! You have not done it in the first place, you justified. Oh, he looked at your perfect picture. He looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot, or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said, you're just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place, you justified. Hallelujah! Justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place, you justified. Oh, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh, I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny the times I made mistakes. I can't hide from him in you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again, will you? Hallelujah! Justified,
justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. Oh, justified. I'm justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified.
Saints, the prophet tells a story. It's a true story of the man who, there was a war, and he ran away from the battle, and he was captured, and he was sentenced to death, put in prison, sentenced to death for treason,
pour trahison,
for running away from the post of duty.
Pour s'être enfui du poste de devoir.
And his father or his brother, whoever it was, his friend,
son frère
knew Abraham Lincoln personally.
Il connaissait Abraham Lincoln personnellement.
And he went to Abraham Lincoln.
Il est allé vers Abraham Lincoln.
And he mediated.
Il a
he interceded on his behalf.
Il a intercédé pour lui.
And said, he's a good boy.
Il dit, c'est un bon monsieur.
He didn't mean to do it.
Il voulait pas le faire.
Please, he's supposed to be put to death.
S'il te plaît, il est censé mourir.
And Abraham Lincoln, whoever took the piece of paper, said, pardoned and signed it.
Abraham Lincoln prit un morceau de papier.
That man rushed to the prison with a pardon.
Cet homme s'en alla vers la prison avec
and he gave
pardon.
It to the boy.
Il a donné au garçon.
And says, your pardon has come.
Il dit, ton pardon est arrivé.
You justified.
Et justifié.
Abraham Lincoln signed the pardon.
Abraham Lincoln a signé ton pardon.
And he's like some people that are here today.
Et c'est comme certaines personnes d'entre
he didn't want to receive the pardon.
Il n'a pas voulu recevoir le pardon.
And he looked at it and said,
il a regardé, il a dit,
if it was really Abraham Lincoln who wrote it, it wouldn't be on a piece of paper like that. It would be on a letterhead and there would be this. Friends, you're justified. You never did it in the first place. That's what the Bible says. And that's what the prophet came and anointed in this age. But some people, they're tearing up the pardon today. They're saying, leave me alone. I'm happy with my sin upon me. Don't let it be like that, friends. Rise up. He said, but I'm justified. This is what Jesus has done for me. I may not feel it, but I know it's true because he said it. And he will make intercession on your profession, on what you profess to believe. Let's sing one more song. Let's sing that song. Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north. And friends, you've been gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak.
Amen. Coming from the east,
coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak. We have seen the Lord in the fulfillment of his word. He promised to the prophet to return, to ride this trail again, to reveal his new name, to teach the bride to prophesy again.
Hallelujah.
Coming from the east,
oh, coming from the west,
coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak. We round Mount Zion in that secret place by the sovereign grace of our Lord. A city on a hill whose glory can be hid will manifest that.
Oh, hallelujah.
Coming from the east,
oh, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the silver peak. A rainbow covenanted one in the Joshua Commission testify she's turned at the waist with the authority for her ministry. She shall speak on the summit of the silver peak. Hallelujah. Oh, coming from the east,
coming from the west
and the
west, coming from the north
and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the silver peak. We sing a brand new song. We are the blood-washed throng. We've seen our names beneath the seven seas. He'll open up to us all her mysteries. And there is light on the summit of the silver peak. Hallelujah. Oh, coming from the east. Oh, coming from the west. Hallelujah. Coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the silver peak. Oh, things are ready now. Father, let the fire fall. Father, glorify thy name. You did it once before in the life of Malachi 4. Now, Father, glorify thy name again. Oh, coming from the east, oh, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by a shout on the summit of the silver peak.
Let's bow our heads, friends, before we come to the dedication of the baby. Is anybody here today? And you desire to know Jesus, the mediator of this new covenant. When you look in your life, you know that all the things that you've done are still recorded against you. And you know in your soul that one day you have to go and meet up to those things. You have to meet up to the justice of God. And you're looking today and you're saying, I don't want His justice. I want His mercy. I want His forgiveness. I want the blood of Jesus to speak for me today. I want to be justified. I want that old book to be cast in the sea of His forgetfulness. And I want my name to declare itself from the Lamb's Book of Life. If that's your desire today, in simplicity, why not speak to Jesus yourself? Why not call upon His name? And anybody else that's here, whatever you need, the best thing that you can do is go to the mediator. Is take it to the high priest. Is approach him yourself. The Bible says he can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. So why don't we enter into a time of prayer? Let's touch him today with the feelings of our infirmities. Let's come before him on the basis of his words.
grâce de sa parole,
as a privileged people,
comme des gens privilégiés,
because we have come unto these things.
Parce que nous sommes arrivés à ces
Let's all enter into a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, I do just bring myself before. Heavenly Father, we bring ourselves before Thee upon this day, and we thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and for Your grace. Father, how we just desire, just inside of our souls, that just day by day, it may be more real what we have come unto, Lord. Father, we know that we've come unto salvation. We've experienced it, Lord. We know we've come unto sanctification. We've experienced it, Lord. We know that we've come unto the quickening power because we've experienced it, Lord. We know, Father, that You've called us in this age unto adoption. Father, we thank You for the foretaste of glories divine. We thank You, Lord, for the third pull, the message of the hour. Father, Lord, You quicken more of that unto us, Lord. Thank You that You brought us to the rapture. Father, that it's in us already. Father, there's something that stirs inside of us, Lord. We thank You that we've come unto such. We thank You that we've come unto Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. We thank You that we've come unto the church of the firstborn. Father, we thank for Lord that, Father, the old book has been cast into the sea of Your forgetfulness. We thank You, Lord, that our sins and our iniquities are remembered no more. We thank You, Lord, that we've come unto a position by Your grace, that we are justified, that we are the souls, the spirits of just people made perfect before You upon this day. And Father, we stand before You even now, Father, thankful that there's a blood that speaks today, that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Father, the blood of Abel spoke for revenge. But Father, thank You for the blood of Jesus that says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Thank You for the voice of the blood, that when we were dead in sin and trespasses, Father, that voice had spoken unto us. And it said, come unto Me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Father, we thank You for that voice that turned us around. We thank You for that voice that has kept us down through the years. Now, Father, we just long, Father, to hear more clearly Your voice. And Father, may You help us, Lord, as we wait upon You as Your people. May You bless Your people, I pray. Father, may You speak unto our souls. Father, may You lead us and guide us, Lord, into just a closer fellowship, a closer communion with You, and therefore a closer communion with one another. I pray Your blessing upon each person that has gathered upon this day. I'm thinking of Brother Vlad who's traveled. Father, may You watch over him. May You keep him. Bring him safely back with his father. I do pray for his father. I pray that the voice of the blood in this age would speak to his father even when he had come back. That, Father, You would call him, that You would summons him unto the marriage supper of the Lamb, even when he'd be in the midst of us when he had come back. We pray Your mercy upon him, Lord. I do pray for Sister Tariro. Lord, may You watch over her in this coming month. Father, may You keep her. Father, may the blood, Father, be her portion. May the innumerable company of angels minister grace and strength and virtue unto her on a daily basis. May she come back from that place with a good report. May she come back even bringing precious sheaves would be our desire, that she may testify of Your goodness, Father, even in a place such as that. May You watch over her, Lord. And even Brother Tony has asked for prayer. I just want to bring my brother up unto Thee. I just want to ask and pray that the power of the blood would speak on his behalf upon this day. I would ask and pray that the power of the great mediator, Father, the power of the intercession of the great high priest, Father, would minister to his situation, that You would help him upon this day, that Your grace and mercy would be extended unto him. And every other need that we have in our midst, Father, we do look unto Thee, Lord. Father, we wait upon Thee, we trust in Thee. Father, our hope, our expectation is in Thee. We do not hope or trust in men, Father, because we know that Your word says that none that ever hope in the Lord shall be put to shame. And Father, our hope is in Thee. We thank You, Lord, for Sister Sheki. Thank You, Lord, for intervening on her behalf. Thank You for bringing her, Lord, Father, upon this day. Thank You for our brother that You've given him a son. Now as we do this dedication, You be with us, Lord. And Father, as we dismiss to depart, to go our ways, give us traveling mercies. In this weather, watch over us, Lord, all these sicknesses, Lord, these plagues of Egypt, that Father would be around. We just ask of Thee that You do something wonderful for us, Lord, that the power of the blood, that Father is the that is more powerful than the Passover blood. Father, by simple faith, as we desire to apply it to our homes, keep these sicknesses from our children, we pray. Take them from our homes, Father, would be our desire. Father, for unto this have we come. And Father, we do appreciate and thank you, Lord. And Father, how I do think, even at the end of the service, that is all because of Jesus. Father, if it wasn't for the man called Jesus, if it wasn't for a perfect life, if it wasn't for a virgin birth, if it wasn't for your great plan of a kinsman for us, Father, we could never come unto these things, Lord. There was nothing in us to come ourselves. But Father, it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And Father, we've come through many snares and toils, Father. And grace has kept us safe thus far. And Father, we know and we testify that grace will see us home. So may you bless us in this week that lays before. Bless us in the services that lay before. Bless, Father, each ministering brother in this place. Bless each brother at the post of duty, each office holder in this house. Bless our Sunday school. Bless our children. Bless the musicians, the song leader. Bless everything that shall be said. Bless everything shall be done. And Father, may we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Since let's just come to the dedication of the baby. Maybe we can sing that song, Bring Them In. We just ask our brother to bring, and the sister to bring Joshua to be dedicated to the Lord.
Is the shepherd, that is the shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep, oh God.
What a privilege to bring something to Jesus.
Amen.
And then Jesus said, suffer the little children. Let the little children come to me.
Amen.
When the disciples were saying, no, he's too busy, the master, leave him. And Jesus, he rebuked his disciples.
Amen.
He says, no.
Amen.
Let them come unto me.
Amen.
So we know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
And if he could speak to us in an audible voice, he'd say, yes, let Joshua come unto
Amen.
Me. I know how to look after that young man.
Amen.
I know how to protect him in an evil day. And how to bring him safely to the place that I prepared for him. And that's what you want to do. And like the prophet says, our hands are such a poor substitute. But what a wonderful thing it is that Jesus is the same. And we just want to unite together with Brother Francois, Sister Shaky, with the other children as well, to bring this young man and to give him back to the one who gave him. Because he's the only one who knows how to bring this little treasure safely back into the haven of rest. So let's bow our heads. Father, what a blessing that you've given to our brother. What a blessing that you've given to our sister. Thank you that the sister had a safe delivery. Thank you, Lord, that you've kept her. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, she's with us upon this day. Thank you for my brother. Father, you've given him a blessing of a Joshua. Father, it speaks of the desire of his heart. That he desires to be a Joshua in this day. He desires, Father, Lord, to be with Moses. Father, right the way through. He desires to possess his inheritance. Father, and we bring this little Joshua unto thee. Jesus, you said, suffer the little children. And how glad we are to obey you upon this day. I bring this little man up unto you. Father, there's so many sicknesses. Our brother Moses, who lost his daughter yesterday. Father, all of the misfortune, the sad stories that we hear, the things we read in the newspapers, Lord. Father, we bring him and you give him into your hands.
Yes.
And we thank you that you have an innumerable company of angels at your disposal to watch over him. him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, may you keep him, Lord, from the wickedness of man.
Yes.
May you keep him from the malice,
yes,
Lord, of the devil, we ask.
Yes,
Father, may the token of the blood, the same blood that was represented down there in Egypt, that kept the death angel away, Father, that speaks, Lord, of a better blood. We just want to ask that that precious token of the blood,
yes, Lord,
will be upon this young life,
yes,
right from the beginning, Lord.
Yes.
Father, let him be a Samuel. Father, let him hear the voice of God at a young age. Father, give him a sensitive spirit to the
Lord,
things of your kingdom.
Yes,
let him walk with you even in the days of his youth. I pray for this boy. I pray your blessing upon him.
Lord.
I pray for the parents that you continue to give unto them wisdom. Lord. Father, in an evil age, Father. Lord, you are the God of the church of the firstborn.
Yeah,
Father, you're more powerful than the God of this evil age.
Yeah,
Father, we just want to bring this little boy.
Yes,
we want to give him back a chance to ask for your blessing upon him. Bless the parents, bless their home.
Yes,
bless Brother Francois. Please, Father, may you minister a job to him.
Lord.
May you minister to his needs as well, we pray. Father, as we bring him to you as well,
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
God bless. Amen. Amen. So just one announcement. Next Sunday we'll be doing elections for the offices of the church. That's next Sunday morning. We're going to do it just the way they did in the Branham Tabernacle this year. We're just going to do it by a show of hands. So we're going to be doing that next week. So please come along, anybody who's a member of this church, this assembly. You can't be a member of the church. There's only one church. But anybody who feels this is their church home, please come next Sunday. There's a few things I want to speak of down that line as well about different things for the year and so forth. So we'll be doing the elections for the offices of the church next Sunday morning. Also, we have in the middle of February, I don't know if I announced it before, but we have Brother Dele coming from Nigeria. Brother Dele is a real, real fine brother. So I've been in contact with him. I think I announced it before. He's got his visa and everything sorted out. So I can't remember exactly the dates. I meant to write it down, but it's the middle of February. Brother Dele is going to be with us for a weekend, and we're really looking forward to that, asking you saints please to be in prayer for those meetings. He's a fine brother, and we look forward to the ministration of God's grace to us. You know, just my thought for this year is that one of come up higher.
Amen.
You know, I was just thinking about John. John had to come up higher. John was looking at the seven golden candlesticks.
Amen.
He was looking at the Nicolaitans and all those things and all the things that takes place in the church world. But then there came a come up higher. And when he went up higher in the spiritual realm, he left all those things behind. And he saw the book of the redeemed. And he saw the mediator. And he saw the 24 elders, the souls of just men made perfect. He saw all of those things. And what a fellowship that he has. And if the Lord could just help us to go higher. So let's finish off the service today with that song, Higher Ground. I'm sure your soul has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell with those abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. And may God bless you as we depart.
Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. I'm onward bound, Lord, put my feet on higher ground. Lord, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher place than I am. Yeah.
Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glory bright. But still I'll pray, still ever I'll find, Lord, light me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my feet on heaven's table land, a higher place than I found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Lord, Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my feet on heaven's table.